Master Jesus, you're welcome on today's Iglando Half Hour, the voice of rest by God's friend, Ofora Obiadulo Chigozie. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, glorious King, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory. We receive the thicker oil of understanding to understand the deeper dimensions of who you are in all things, that we might glorify your name and magnify your name, because you are awesome, Father. Glorious King, thank you for this wonderful broadcast. Thank you for transformation of lives of our listeners all over the world. May your name be honored and glorified in Jesus' name. Praise Master Jesus. I want to discuss about how to discover your purpose on earth. How to discover your purpose on earth. Go with me to the scriptures in Romans 8, verse 29, verse 30. How to discover your purpose or your calling upon the face of the earth. How to discover your purpose or your calling upon the face of the earth. In Romans 8, verse 29 and 30, the Bible said, "He that he foreknew, he predestined. He that is predestined, he called. He that he called, he justified. He that he justified, he glorified." Listen, there are two kinds of calling. One, there is a general calling coming into Christ. Being saved is a general calling. All of us are called in Christ. All that has come to Christ are called in Christ. There are two kinds of calling, the general calling and the peculiar calling. I'll be discussing the two very soon. The general calling, anytime God calls one, there is a purpose of calling us. The most and the highest purpose of calling in God, or God called us in Christ, is that he may reveal his Son in us. Paul said in Galatians 1 verse 15 and 16 that he separated me from my mother's womb that he may reveal his Son in me. The revelation of Christ in us is the ultimate, the highest purpose in which we are called in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Our ultimate purpose is to reveal Christ in us. Revealing Christ in us is very important. Christ is in us. God wants that expression of who is sitting inside of us to begin to find expression in our physical body. Secondly, the ultimate purpose in which God called us in Christ is for us to conform to the image of the Son. To conform to the image of the Son. I will show you how these things have been done. To conform to the image of the Son. In 1 Corinthians 5:15, verse 49, the Bible says we have bear the image of the first Adam. We are going to bear the image of the second Adam, which is Christ, the heavenly man. We have bear the image of the first Adam, the earthly man. We are going to bear the image of the second man, which is the heavenly man. The second heavenly man, we are going to bear his image. Praise Master Jesus. The third one, reasons why God called us generally in Christ, is to display us as a city that we are. In Hebrews 11 verse 10, Bible said that Abraham was looking for a city whose builder is God, a city. In Matthew 5 verse 14, the Bible said we are the city of God, set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Praise Master Jesus, to display us as a city. In Revelation 21 verse 23, the Bible said that a city does not have sun, stars or moon that gives light, that the light in that city is going to be the display of the glory of God. The display of the glory of God. We are the city, and the lamp is his light. Christ in us is the light of God. Praise Master Jesus. Thirdly, why he called us into Christ. The purpose of calling us generally in Christ is to display us as a holy nation. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, Bible said that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people. He wants to display us to the whole creation, to whole mankind, that we are his holy nation. The same thing he did in the nation of Israel, he wants to do it with the life of believer as a nation. He demonstrated a nation as a composite system, but he wants to demonstrate a holy nation using man as his a key point. Praise Master Jesus. Now, many of us, these things I just said now, four points to reveal Christ in us, to conform to his image, and to display us as a city, and that he may display us as a city and as a holy nation. You might be asking, how this, I will show you in a practical way how to do it. In Romans 8:18, verse 19, Bible says very clearly that the sufferings of this present age is not to be compared with the glory that will be displayed or be revealed in us. That the earnest expectation of all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That means there is something bigger than the present day reality, the present day sufferings. That means the revelation of the glory of God within us. Christ in us will be revealed. Christ in us revealing himself through our physical body is what we call some shape. Praise Master Jesus. The revelation of Christ in us on our physical form, physically, is what we call sonship. And God wants to display us that way. Praise Master Jesus. Many of us will be asking a question. How will this thing be? How will this thing be? How can I become the full expression? Because Bible said in Hebrews 1, the same thing Jesus has became, God wants us to become the same thing. In expression and experiences, Bible said in Hebrews 1 verse 3 that Jesus became the express image of the invisible God, the express image being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding everything by the word of his power. God wants us to become the same thing. He's already inside of us, but the experience is what I'm talking about. How will I find my purpose upon the face of the earth? I'm still talking about the general purpose. Praise Master Jesus. How will I become who I am in Christ in a visible form before I go to the peculiar purpose? One, in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, Bible said we are partakers of divine nature. Divine nature comprises of four things. We are partakers of divine nature. God is love. God is light. God is spirit. God is a consuming fire. This four things is what we call the divine nature, and is inside of us. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17, Bible said, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. We are already joined. Our issue now is how to experience it. I'm showing you a practical way how to become the full expression of what I'm talking about. Praise Master Jesus. One, start this. I am in complete perfect oneness with the Lord of all, Christ in me and his divine nature. I am. It can come in two forms. Either using prayer of supplication and a prayer of silence. I will explain all. Either using prayer of supplication or prayer of silence. What is prayer of supplication? Prayer of supplication is a kind of prayer that is widely written about or being taught about in the scripture that believers doesn't know about it. Prayer of supplication is taking a hold of what God has said or any picture of God's will. Hold it upon your imagination. Stay on it until there is a knowing in your heart is a done deal. Once it's a done deal, a knowing in your heart as a done deal is a done deal. You will see the experience manifest upon the face of the earth. Secondly, in Psalm 46 verse 10, the Bible said, be still and know that I am God. The prayer of silence is being still and start meditating on the reality of who you are in Christ. Start meditating on the reality of who you are in Christ. I am the brightness of the glory of Christ in me, the express image of the person of Christ in me, upholding everything by the word of his power. As he said consistently, be quiet. Use your imagination and see that light coming out of your physical being. The more you do it consistently, the more you do it, the more you display these four things as revealed, that Christ in you began to be revealed in and through your physical body, that is sonship, that will become the express image of the Christ in us, that the expression of who we are as a city of God set on a hill that cannot be hidden, that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people. These attributes of who Christ in us will stand final expression in and through us. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. I want to come down to a peculiar calling, because that's what many of us are listening. Listen, is for instance, if I call Joseph, Joseph said, yes, come. If Joseph comes and I did not talk, Joseph might start, since I didn't talk, 1 hour, 2 hours, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, Joseph is looking at me and looking at him, I'm not talking. Joseph might start want to do something. He wants to do something. Maybe go and sweep the room or go and fetch water and go and do some stuff, one or two things. Without me talking to him, it might get to like 5 months. I will call him, Joseph, did I ask you to go and fetch water? This is the mistake we're making in the body of Christ. We are called generally in Christ. But when it comes to down to peculiar calling, there is a way in the scripture that you must find it. there is a way written down in the Bible that you must find it. Calling peculiarly that is in Christ for us is not what you want to do. It's discovering what He has made you to become from the foundation of the world and fully cooperate with Him and let Him find expression upon the face of the earth. It is not what you want to do. I want to become an evangelist. I want to become a prophet. It's not what you want to do. Pay attention. It's not what you want to do. It's who He has made you to become from the foundation of the world that He wants you to discover so that you be an expression of that experience upon the face of the earth. Praise Master Jesus. Joseph, I didn't talk to him. And maybe I wanted Joseph to go to somewhere and go and repair me something. And I decided, this is a mistake we are doing in the body of Christ. Praise Master Jesus. When it comes to peculiar calling, it is not only narrowed down to the fivefold: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, and the pastors. No, it's beyond that. There are ones listed in government, in mercy, in administration. The point I want to make is, find out that peculiar way. And how do you find out that peculiar way? It's written down in Ephesians 1. Go with me. Ephesians 1, verse 15 to 18, verse 8, 15 to 19. I'm going to start from 17, verse 15 to 19. The Bible said, therefore, also after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your love for all the saints. Pay attention. Your love for all the saints. In the discovery of our peculiar calling, we become the manifestation of the love of God. I am not loving you because your face is wonderful. I'm loving you because this is the expression of who I am. Christ in me is the love of God. In 1 John 4 verse 8, the Bible said, God is love. And if God is love, I am also love. It's making sure that the manifestation of Christ in me, who is the love of God, finds expression in and through me. Praise Master Jesus. Verse 16, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. But they are prayers. If you read it in Amplified Classic, I pray always. They are prayers you pray always. Ephesians 1, 15 to 19 is a prayer you pray always, all the days of your life. You pray it always because the revelation of the purpose why you are on earth is progressive. As you mature in Christ, God will begin to reveal to you according to the level of maturity that you have had part time with Him. Praise Master Jesus. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, put it that way, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you or activate the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In Revelation 3 verse 1, the Bible said, Christ, who has the seven spirits of God. The spirit of wisdom and revelation is part of the seven spirits of God. There are seven spirits of God. There are arguments everywhere, but I'm not into that argument. I believe what I've seen, in the scriptures. Praise Master Jesus. There are seven spirits of God. In Revelation 22 verse 1, the Bible said, there is a pure river that flows from the throne. In Revelation 4, 5 and 6, when Paul was taking a greeting from He who is, who was, and who is to come. Pay attention. From He who is, who was, and who is to come. And from the seven spirits of God standing before the throne. Holy Ghost can't stand before His own throne. He's God. He's on the throne. Praise Master Jesus. So I don't want to go into argument whether it's the seven manifestations of the Holy Ghost or seven dimensions of the Holy Ghost. They are seven spirits, seven sentient beings before the throne of the Father. I've seen them. It's not Holy Ghost. Praise Master Jesus. The spirit of wisdom that is in our inner man, the heavenly man, Christ in us, that is the spirit of wisdom and revelation that is already embedded in Christ in us, that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, may activate, is already in us, may activate. There is seven spirits of God that is in Christ in us, and there is a seven spirits of God that is functioning outside of our being. Praise Master Jesus. There are those within our being, and there is those within outside our being. They are embedded in Christ in us. Praise Master Jesus. That the spirit of wisdom and revelation may be activated, energized, released. That our eyes of understanding may be enlightened. That we may know the purpose in which He called us. That is how you discover it, by praying Ephesians 1, 15 to 19. That we may know the purpose in which He called us. The purpose in which He called us. Or the purpose in which He brought us. Let me tell you. You are an answer to a problem of generation. You are an answer to a problem of generation. As you pray that prayer, the purpose in which God called you peculiarly will be shown to you. I'm not in this title or everything. I'm functionality. Not titles. Functionality. Many of us are called into the marketplace. Many of us are called into the church system. Praise Master Jesus. You and I know that church is the congregation of the believers. We are the body. The body is the church of Christ. Church is not a place we gather. We are the church. There is a place of worship where we gather to congregate together to give glory to this King. There are those that put in that system to serve, and there are those that are put in the marketplace. Discover who you are. Daniel was a prophet in the marketplace, in the government system. Moses was a prophet within the government system. Many of you are as an apostolic calling in the marketplace. Maybe an apostolic calling within the government circle, or an apostolic calling within the economic circle, or an apostolic calling within the agricultural sector, or into the social system. Discover peculiarity, who you are, where you are, and whose you are. Not everything that you know. Some of us are placed in the church system. Some of us are placed in the marketplace. Some of us are placed both in the church and in the marketplace. As you begin to pray that prayer of Ephesians 1, verse 15 to 19, God will begin to reveal to you who you are. How do you pray? There are two ways to discover this. One, through what I call the prayer of supplication. Two, through prayer of silence. How do you pray a prayer of supplication? I've explained it before, but I'm not explaining it further. In Hebrews 1, verse 3, Bible said that Christ in us is the brightness, the beam, the brightness of the glory of the invisible God. The image of... Use your imagination. I use two things. In 1 John 1, verse 5, Bible said God is light. If God is light, I use my imagination and see the light of God coming out of me. The more I focus on that light, because anything you focus on to, you become it. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, with an unveiled face, we behold the glory of God. We shall be transformed into the same image. Anything you look upon, if I'm looking at Him who is the brightness of the glory of God, Christ in me, the express image of Christ in me, upholding, as I began to look into that who He is, which is the light of glory of God inside of me, Christ in me, consistently, the purpose in which, because in His light I see light, in His own light, as I focus on that light that's inside of me, the purpose in which He brought me to this earth will be unveiled to me. Praise Master Jesus. The problem is that while we are doing this, we don't involve our imagination. Our imagination is the key. Praise Master Jesus. Pray. Secondly, the second way how to do it is what I use, the prayer of silence. Bring out a time. We are too noisy in this generation. Bring out a time, whether in the morning or in the evening, or bring out a time, or make it a lifestyle of prayer of silence. How do you do prayer of silence? The same imagination. I am. You proclaim who you are. I am the brightness of glory of Christ in me. I am the express image of Christ in me, upholding all things by the word of His power. The consistency, I say it repeatedly. But before I do this, I yield my body, my soul, my spirit to the Holy Spirit. Then I began to meditate on this scripture. As I meditate on this scripture, I will get quiet. Sometimes it will feel like sleep wants to come upon you. Allow it. That sleep is not sleep. It's what you call the trance realm. You read in the Bible said God put Abraham to sleep. He put Adam to sleep. Is a technology of the Spirit of God. As that very weight comes upon you consciously, you start feeling asleep. Sleep. You will not sleep. But what will happen, that the revelation of every realm will be open unto you. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Very important. When I began to practice this, I practiced this to discover why I'm here on earth, why God called him. Pay attention. There is too much noise about title, apostle this, prophet that, evangelist that. We pay so much attention to titles than paying attention to functionality. One of the days I was doing this, pay attention, I was meditating on this using the prayer of supplication and the prayer of silence to discover why God called me upon the face of the earth. Why I was doing it, suddenly I was taken to a trance realm where I was in a boat. I was in a boat, then under several boats was beside me a big flying boat. Suddenly the flying boat began to move, and all the boats that was beside that boat, there was nobody there. All of them began to move parapasi with me. I get to the end, comes back, and they followed me that way. As I was doing it, I began to ask question, Why am I on the sea? The voice of God replied, what is called sea? I said, I don't know. He said, sea, a congregation of sea of a large number of people that are in unrest. A large number of people that are unrest. I said, what does it has to do with me? He said, go and do the opposite of unrest. That's what the vision of the commission. That is our mission. To pioneer the rest of the Lord upon the face of the earth. Praise Master Jesus. As I keep on doing it, that's what he called the three concentric circles. Many of you, three concentric circles. What is three concentric circles? If you pick a stone and throw it inside the water, bam, there is a ripple effect that you start creating. That ripple effect is called the three concentric circles. I was meditating on this to know why God called me on earth. Functionality, why God called me on earth. Why I was doing it. Suddenly, God took me to a trance realm. That three concentric circles was showing up before me in my spirit. I said, Lord, what is this? I don't know what it was. For 8 good months, I was asking a question. Lord, what is it? Studying everything. Let me see whether I can see three concentric circles. Finally, after 8 months, I got what it meant. It has everything to do with the restoration of the experience of the order of Melchizedek upon the face of the earth. Praise Master Jesus. And all what not. The more you do this, the more who you are will show up in a literal form. Listen, many of the struggles we're experiencing today is that we have left our divine purpose and began to share shadows. Adam, when Adam was brought forth, there was already a garden prepared for him. He did not need to go and cultivate a garden. A garden is already cultivated. Bible said he took Adam and placed him in a garden to take care of the garden that Lord has prepared. There is a place of rest that is already prepared for you. As you discover your purpose in life, using the Ephesians 1, the peculiar purpose, all of us according to Christ, general calling, the general purpose, the peculiar purpose, the peculiar calling, Ephesians 1, 17 to 19, consciously, many of you are scientists, but you are working in a bank. Don't be surprised that the inventor of HIV drugs is working in a bank collecting money. It's not all about money. It's all about joining the Holy Spirit, Christ and the Father for the restoration of all things. Praise Master Jesus. As you discover who you are, you'll be so happy. And may I say this lastly? Discovering who you are brings you to the experience of internal security. In that part God has designed for you, there's an internal security embedded in that part. If you follow another way, I don't follow the weather, I follow the direction of the spirit. Some time ago, a young man told me, said, he read medicine because of Nigerian factor. Wrong. Praise Master Jesus. As you do this, the Lord Almighty will show you a greater part of who you are upon the face of the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. As I said before, this is for people in Christ. If you're not in Christ, there is no way. It is for people in Christ. I want to pray for you. If you're yet to come into Christ, put your hand on your chest. Say after me, O Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you came as a person. You went to the cross in my name. You died in my name. You went to hell in my name. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. Say, I confess your lordship over my life. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive eternal life into my life. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord, as my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you because I am saved. In Jesus' name. Congratulations, you're welcome in God's kingdom. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. I want to pray for you. All kinds of prayer, healing, intervention, all kinds. Put your hand on your chest. Thank you, Father. Lariana kaba koroko shinya kaba kaliala kazene kibuko ali ali zene zene kiri kaba koroko tutu lariana kazena kati le tili ala zene ingeni kaba koroko shene kitu tutu waluala zene kitu waluala zene ikiti yanka kaba koroko tutu waluala zene kitu tutu waluala zene kitu waluala kazene ti izena kaba kariki shene kitu tutu waluala zene kitu tutu waluala zene ikiti yanka kaba koroko shene kitu tutu waluala zene kitu tutu waluala zene kiala zene ngana kaba koroko tutu tutu waluala zene kitu tiala kati ala zene ngona kaba koroko Thank you, the only wise God, for hearing me. Thank you, my God, for hearing me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a family around Armeni listening to this broadcast. There is a man in your family that he keep on taking people to death. In other words, he keep on killing the members of the family. The last count, he has killed 7. As I speak to you now, your cry has been heard by this king. the judgment spear has landed on the head of that man. You are cleared out of the way completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a poster before me written on it, Johnson, 43 years of age. Johnson, I cancel that death supernaturally in the mighty name of Jesus, and the dominion of life overshadows you experientially in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a vehicle somersaulted inside a dish. As I'm looking inside that vehicle, the name of that person appeared upon his own body. Lord, I decree and declare that name, Solomon. Solomon, every arrow of death is reversed, sword in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is a woman I'm seeing for the past 4 years. You are having this thing where they call my gray headache. As I'm looking on your head, they give you a thorn, a crown of a thorn on your head. Lord, I decree and declare that strange contact has been uprooted out of that woman's life, and you're healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing another woman for the past 17 months. You have had this thing called migraine headache as well. As I'm looking, I'm seeing that barbed wire they use in constructing a poultry house being used as a crown on your head. I decree and declare the breath of God has taken it out of your body and out of your life. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a young man from Oko peculiarly. As I'm seeing a growth around your throat. Thank you, Father. A growth around your throat. I decree and declare that strange growth that is going into cancerous, that strange growth, the voice of power has dried it up, taking it out of your body. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wise God. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man that has a poison on the right foot. As I'm seeing that person on the right foot, it has already started decaying. As I speak to you now, the fire of the Spirit is upon that leg, and that leg has dried up. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a young girl of 14 years. Second text, thank you, Father. I'm seeing another girl of 17 years having this thing called eczema. The flow, liquid fire of the Spirit of God enters into your system, dries it up, taking it out of your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Wise God. I'm seeing myself around a bush in Ibariam. Thank you, Father. I decree and declare every attack of terrorists around that environment, the voice of power, the voice of dominion, swallows it up, taking them out of the way completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a shop around Isu that is on fire. I decree and declare that fire incident cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man, it seems like something is blocking your nasal system. Your nasal system, you can't breathe very well. As I speak to you now, that pancanial that is used to block your nasal system, the force of grace has forced it out of your nose. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man, anytime he goes to toilet, you are defecating blood. I proclaim that blood dries up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I see a name before me, China. Yeah? I decree and declare, every ball, any ball on your left side of your foot that is already decaying your system, the voice of breath of the Lion King of Glory dries it up. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the Holy Wise God, for you have heard me. Our contact and prayer and testimonies, please. For contact, prayer and testimonies, 080-675-640-001. 080-675-640-001. Praise Master Jesus. On Tuesdays is our counseling, starts by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, our fellowship starts by 11 a.m. First Friday every month, night of rest by 10 p.m. Night of rest, the month of August, coming up on 5th of August. Night of rest by 10 p.m. School of Kingdom Mysteries for the month of August. School of Kingdom Mysteries, that school is for free. 14th and 21st of August. by 3 p.m. is on Sunday, 14th and the 21st of August by 3 p.m. Our Facebook is Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International. Our website, eagleanddovewisdomministry.com. Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry together.com. God bless you. See you same time next week, 7:30 on Mondays. For the sake, not to forget, tune your radio by 7 o'clock that the broadcast will start by 7:30. God bless you. See you next week.